hey, what's your ideal client? And I'll normally get something along the lines of, this is how much money they have, and maybe this is what they do for a living, right? Or their situation, right? So ideal client for me is, you know, like, hey, somebody's got $1 million and is getting ready to retire. Hi, this is Coach Joe Lucas, and welcome to the Magellan Network Show. My goal inside of this communication, this show, is to share with you my nearly 30 years of coaching some of the most successful financial advisors in North America. We're going to be talking about strategies, syntaxes. We're going to bring guests on from time to time. And I'm going to share with you what's working now. So think of this show as sort of like a little one-on-one kind of mini coaching cast, if you like, where we're going to be going in depth from time to time on strategies to help you grow your business, get more effective, become more efficient, find balance in your time management, grow your business, and quite frankly, whatever else is going on in the world today. So before we get to today's episode, I'd love for you to do a couple things for me. Number one, make sure that if you're watching this on YouTube, that you subscribe to our YouTube channel. If you're doing the audio, make sure that you give us a review on whether Spotify or Apple, you know, we'd really appreciate that. And quite frankly, that does help. It does matter when you rate things and like things and subscribe to things. It helps us get the word out to more of the industry. And lastly, I have a very special gift for you. Go to MagellanNetwork.net. So one word, MagellanNetwork.net. And I have for you a complimentary membership, 100% gratis, where you can tap into about between 50 and 75 hours of masterclasses, forms, tools, templates, and strategies. So please go ahead and make sure you go ahead and get that claim. Smash the like button and subscribe. And please go ahead and leave us a review on whatever podcasting platform you're on. And now, let's get to this week's episode. Hi, it's your coach, Joe Lucas, and welcome to this episode of the Magellan Network Show. Hey, in this episode, what I want to do is, for many years, you know, we've heard the term in our space called ideal client, right? What's an advisor's ideal client? What is your ideal client? So I want to go beyond just the economics, right? Because there's always going to be a math piece to this. And I want to lay out four other characteristics, ideally, that you want inside of your ideal client relationships. So, you know, after 30 years of doing this, I think most advisors, when they think about, if they even think about this, by the way, hey, what's your ideal client? And I'll normally get something along the lines of, this is how much money they have, and maybe this is what they do for a living, right? Or their situation, right? So ideal client for me is, you know, like, hey, somebody's got $1 million and is getting ready to retire. They have $1 million and they're a business owner. They're $1 million and or already retired, right? Or some versions of that. And look, I really do, I'm a big believer in economic minimums. You know, we cannot operate in nonprofit. And I won't get into, you know, various elements of that because, again, they're so, so don't, you know, if you want to reach out to me, that's great to have a conversation. But, hey, Joe, what are the averages? And, you know, it's really economically, man, are you running a lifestyle practice or do you have a staff of 20, right? I mean, so the math matters, but it's not the only thing that matters. So what I'm going to do is give you four core characteristics that I think you need to look at in order to determine ideal client, okay? So the first one, and by the way, these are all in my mind, there's what I call 3+1, total 4, but 3+1. The three are really weighted equally in my mind. So the first one is likability. Do you like the person, right? Because, you know, I've seen in my career, advisors will, I'll be talking to one of my clients and they'll be talking about, yeah, so-and-so's coming in for the review today. I hope they cancel. I go, why would you want a client to cancel on a review? You know, I just don't connect with them, right? They're you know, smiling, like a pain in the butt, right? Something like that. And so, you know, when you've got a client, if you have clients that you wish were, don't return your call, don't schedule the reviews, you know, reschedule the reviews, like having to kick that can down the road, I mean, there's something that I'm not, hey, look, I'm not saying you got to go out and have dinner, like go on a 2-week vacation with your client. I'm not saying you have to like them that much. But there has to be a level of rapport and a level of understanding, okay? And you've got to search that, right? So likable or likability is super important. And I know it's some of you going to write back, well, Joe, hey, if so-and-so pays me a lot of money, I'll learn to like them. That, first off, that's incongruent, right? And inauthentic. And human beings subconsciously can sniff out incongruency. So likability first. And, you know, there are exercises, you know, so here's a thing that I learned early in my career. Let's just say you're with someone, maybe you got referred to them, you know, so they're not really a client yet, but you're not feeling the vibe, right? So a lot of time what you could do, the way you can connect with a person is just ask yourself, hey, what could I like about this person? What do I respect about this person? Where can I find my commonality with this person, right? And there's always commonality. I mean, you know, I don't get too crazy down this road, but I mean, like, for example, hey, you're both human, right? You both have lived interesting lives. I mean, there's always a way, and you don't have to get into religion, politics, sports, and that stuff, but there's humans are common. There's a common thread. We all share, I forget the percentage, but it's a very high percentage of common DNA. So there's plenty of commonality between every human being, okay? So likability is really important. The next, coachability. So that's code for, do they take your advice, okay? And we've all had situations that, you know, you give a recommendation to a client and they're fighting you on it, they're questioning it, they finally do it. And then next review, they're like, hey, why do we do this, right? So a lot of times it's not a trust factor, because if they didn't trust you, they wouldn't be a client. So I don't get it. I've heard people say, oh, Joe, my clients don't trust me. It's just not true. If they didn't trust you, trust me, man, there's plenty of other advisors. So if they're with you, they trust you, they just have a different style than you, and you just haven't figured that out yet. So when you're making a recommendation to somebody, right? So again, they're coachable, they take advice. There are three types of what we call how to convince somebody. We call them convincer strategies. Automatic, number of time, nevers, right? So automatic, this person, they trust you, lots of love, rapport, you recommend something, sounds good. It sounds like this. Hey, if you think it's a good idea, fine, right? Perfect. We love those clients, right? Easy. They just do what we ask, right? No pushback, no deep explanation. The second type of convincer strategy is a number of times. Hi, Coach Joe Lucas here, and I'm just breaking here for a moment just to do a couple quick reminders. Number one, make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel or our podcast. In addition, please leave a comment or a review. Those things really, really matter. And share this episode with three of your colleagues inside the financial services space. And lastly, make sure that you go ahead and claim your free membership inside of Magellan Network. Now back to this week's episode. So you may have to repeat something to them two or three times. Talk through a little bit more, right? Have a secondary conversation with them. Then they get it, right? Then they're good. And then there's what we call continual convincers, which are never really convinced. It doesn't mean they don't trust you. Let me be very clear on this. It doesn't mean they don't trust you. This is the way they operate. They are cynical. They are what we call mismatchers. 98% of something could be really good, and they find the 2% that's not good. Hey, that was a great meal, wasn't it? Yeah, it was really good, but, right? So they're always kind of looking at, they're just wired that way. It's got nothing to do with you. A lot of advisors get kind of caught up in that. Oh, Joe, I can't get my client to ever trust me. I said, let me trust you. That's just how they are, man. It's not a youth. It's not you, it's them, right? So, but we want a level of coachability. If they're not taking advice and guidance from us, then why the heck are they a client? Okay? And I don't care how much money they have, right? But I've got to have that. So I've got likability, coachability. The third one, profitability. Okay? I need the math to work for you guys, right? And I just had a client do a basic P&L on his household. And I said to him, because I asked him a question several months ago, I said, hey, man, what's it cost you to have a household? Like, what's it cost you? And there's ways you can swag it, right? You know, take your overhead, staff, all that, divide it up by number of households, you get a feel for that. But what most advisors don't do, then figure out their, you know, hey, taxes count, right? You got to pay, whether you pay all of it or some of it, right? Tax, state, local, you know, federal, they all count. So you start putting that in the mix. I mean, I just said something, and this guy runs a lean practice, quite frankly. It was like $3,400 a household per year. That was his staff cost, small salary for him, all his taxes, stuff like that, before we get into profits, right? So I have a tough time thinking. There are exceptions to this rule, but I have a tough time thinking anything under 5K a year. And I'm talking like bare bones. Maybe that's a break even. I think most of you guys and gals need probably 7,500 to 10,000, if not 15 to 20,000, you really to have a profitable relationship. Okay. But you got to know your numbers. And I don't believe in discounting. I don't believe in negotiation. Hey, if I get a knee surgery and I want the preeminent ortho doc, right? I'm not going to go to the preeminent ortho doc for meniscus surgery and say, hey, before we get scheduled up, I need to talk to you about your fee. Like, no, right? This is just the way it is. So I do not believe in giving ground. It is what it is. And, you know, you deserve it, right? So I got likability, coachability, profitability. There's the fourth one. That's what I call 3+1. You don't get this all the time. But it's literally, you check all four boxes when you do. Leverage ability. Now, what does that mean? That means that this person will act as an advocate. They'll create advocacy for us by introducing us to their friends, their family, their colleagues, and coworkers. And the reality is, and I've been asked this a lot over my career, Joe, I got this really good client, you know, their AAA client, man, I've done everything for them, we have a great relationship, blah, blah, blah. And they never introduced me to anybody. I go, yeah, man, they're just not wired for it. Now you can create situations like hosted happy hours, webinars, and maybe in a future episode, we'll talk about those a little bit more. But there are just certain people that don't refer. And in addition, a lot of advisors kind of screw themselves by their messaging to their clients. Hey, Mr. Vice, hey, how's business? Oh, business is really good. We're really what? Busy. So you keep telling everybody how busy you are. Why should they refer you? That means there's less of you to go around, right? So I think we've got to be very careful with that leverageability. Again, that's the three. That's the plus one. If I can get that leverageability, I mean, I got some. I like them. They take advice. They're profitable. They're leverageable. Those are the four key elements of a great client relationship. This is an ideal client, okay? And whatever else they do for a living, that's fine, right? I get that. I mean, if you got a niche or a specialty, that I'm totally cool with that. But don't get caught up in the, oh, I deal with these and I don't care about the rest, right? If they pay me, I'll like them. No, it doesn't work that way, okay? So likability, coachability, profitability, leverageability, right? Core four things. So what I'd love you to do, and I do have clients that do this, by the way, scorecard, right? 1 to 5. I don't care how you do it. You can put it in your CRM, you know, like create a red tail field, wealth box, Salesforce fields, whatever, and have, hey, likability, coachability, profitability, leverageability, 5 being excellent, right? 1 being, why are we here? I mean, there's ways to scorecard clients. In my coaching practice, I do that once or twice a year. It's my version of segmentation. A lot of people do segmentation purely based on economics, and I get that. But make sure that you're looking at the other elements too. Okay, super, super important, all right? So thank you again for watching and listening to this episode of Magellan Network Show. And remember, magellannetwork.net, hey, we've got hundreds of tools, templates, masterclasses, all for the taking, totally free. So come check it out. And I'll see you again next week. Thank you for watching or listening to this episode of the Magellan Network Show. Hey, if any of this resonated with you, I invite you to come to magellannetwork.net, and we have a powerful group coaching community of like-minded advisors. Come in for a trial. You and I will have a one-on-one conversation. Let's see if I can help elevate your game, both personally and professionally.